If your content strategy is to post something useful once a week, I've got news for you. You're not marketing. You're journaling. Content is supposed to drive revenue. Full stop. But most B2B businesses treat it like a brand exercise, or worse, a chore. And when the likes don't lead to leads, they blame the algorithm, not the strategy. In this episode, I'm going to dismantle the biggest lie in content marketing, that visibility equals value. I'll show you why random posts, even the clever ones, are killing your ROI, and introduce you to a framework that turns your content into a strategic engine that fuels sales conversions, shortens your pipeline, and keeps revenue flowing. So if you're ready to stop playing content roulette and start publishing with purpose, go ahead and smash that subscribe button, because this one's going to change how you show up forever.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Buzinski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy entrepreneurs. I am your host, Michael Buzinski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. And today we're about to pick a fight with every content calendar that's ever wasted a business owner's time. But first, let me ask you something. Have you ever published a blog, shared a LinkedIn tip, maybe even dropped a spicy little reel, and then crickets? No comment, no leads, no sales. Just your cousin Bob giving you a pity like from his burner account. Yeah. That's not content marketing. That's content maintenance. And maintenance doesn't grow a business. It just keeps the lights on, barely. So today, we're going to blow up the myth that content is just for brand building and show you how to build a content engine that fuels your pipeline. One that actually generates revenue, not just vanity metrics. I'm going to walk you through my content accelerator framework. The same system we've used with B2B service firms to turn their ghost town blog and dead social feeds into lead gen machines. So let's get to work with a little tough love. See, posting content without a strategy is like handing out business cards at a New Year's Eve party. Loud, sweaty, confusing, and absolutely no one remembers you the next morning. And yet, this is exactly how most companies approach their content. They post because it's Tuesday, or because some intern built a 30-day social calendar that looks cute in a Google Sheet. But here's the kicker. Cute doesn't close. If your content doesn't move a prospect closer to buying from you, it's just noise. I don't care how many likes it gets. I don't care if it went viral even. Unless it connects to a conversion path, it's not marketing. It's digital decoration. Let me break down what I like to call the symptoms of random content disorder. The biggest sign of bad content is that you're getting engagement, but none of it's from decision makers. Or maybe your email open rates are decent, but your sales team still hears, "I didn't know you did that." My least favorite is to see a blog getting traffic, but no one fills out the damn contact form. Any of this sound familiar? The good news is that it's not bad luck. It's just misalignment. See, here's the disconnect. Most businesses create content for attention, not for action. And attention without action is the fastest way to burn out your team and burn through your budget. The fact is that you don't need more content. You need content that moves people to action. And we're going to talk about what that looks like in a second. But first, let me give you this.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
Engagement without direction is just distraction. If your content doesn't create momentum, it's not marketing. It's noise. All right. Now that we've dragged random content through the mud, where it belongs, of course, let's talk about what good content, revenue-generating content, actually looks like. And let me be clear, this is not about being a thought leader. This is about being a decision accelerator. See, content that converts has three must-have ingredients. Miss one, and you're just back to posting for sport. The first ingredient is relevance. This is where most people trip out of the gate. Your content needs to hit a real pain point or an aspiration your audience is actively experiencing. Not 6 months ago, not in general, right now. If your ideal client sees your posts and thinks, "Cool story, bro," it's game over. The best content gets a visceral reaction. Think, "Holy crap, are they in my head?" That's relevance. The second ingredient is what we call path. See, great content doesn't just inform, it guides. There should always be a clear next step. That could be reading another piece, booking a discovery call, maybe downloading a lead magnet or sharing it with a decision maker. If your content doesn't give them something to do, don't act surprised when they do nothing. The third ingredient is proof. Trust is currency in any business, but especially in the B2B world. And content without proof is like promise without signature. It sounds nice, but no one's buying. Your content needs to show how you solve problems, not just say you can. Case studies, before and after, stats, screenshots, anything that helps them believe you can do what you say you do. You master those three, relevance, path, and proof, and suddenly your content starts working for you instead of just keeping your marketing team busy.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
The most profitable content doesn't educate, it motivates. If your audience isn't moving after reading, watching, or listening, you're not marketing, you're monologuing. Now that we've called out what doesn't work and what actually moves the needle, let's get into how to build a content engine that runs on strategy, not guesswork. I call it the Content Accelerator Framework because this isn't about building more content. It's about building the right content faster and connecting it directly to revenue. Let's break this bad boy down step by step. Step one is clarifying your conversion goal. Simply put, if content is the vehicle, you better know where the hell it's driving people. Before you write a single sentence, you've got to know what you want the reader, watcher, or listener to do next. Is the goal to book a strategy call? Or download a lead magnet? Or maybe sign up for a demo? The secret is there should only be one goal per piece. Period. Random content chases attention. Accelerated content chases action. Once you have the end in mind, you can move to step two, mapping the buyer's journey, because content isn't one size fits all. It's one step at a time. Each stage of your marketing funnel needs a different flavor of content. For example, the top of your sales funnel is awareness. This is where people have become aware of symptoms or a pain point, and you are here to show them what problem is creating the pain. This stage calls for helpful content like quick win tips, showing industry shifts, or laying out trends they are susceptible to. When they've reached the middle of the funnel, they are in the consideration phase. This is where you want to show why you are the best option to solve their problem. Think of how-tos, comparison guides, thought leadership. And then there's the bottom of your sales funnel, conversion. Here's where you show proof you've solved their problem before. Think case studies, price breakdowns, client stories, or maybe objection-busting FAQs. Regardless of which stage your content is targeting, it's important to remember that the best performing content isn't always the flashiest. It's the most timely and relevant to where your prospect is mentally in their buying journey. And once you have mapped out their buying journey, it's time to move to step three and create signature content pillars. These are your greatest hits, the content themes that actually make you money. I say you should have 3 to 5 big themes that reflect the biggest problems you solve. the outcomes your clients crave, and the objections you hear the most. This gives your content direction, consistency, and makes repurposing 100 times easier. For me, I have scaling without burnout, marketing mistakes that kill ROI, and the hidden cost of not systemizing your marketing. Your pillar topics should show up everywhere. Website, email, podcast, social, you name it, okay? And once you have your pillar set, it's time to move to step four and build the engine. This is where we stop creating content and start engineering it. Here's how it works. You create one piece of pillar content, say a podcast episode or a blog post, and slice it into three social media posts, one email, one short video, one carousel, a downloadable checklist, and a webinar or lead magnet teaser. Suddenly, one fuels a week or a month of strategic content. This is how you scale without drowning in creation mode. Now that you have the pillars created, you can move to step five, which is connecting your content to revenue. Because if you can't trace your content to cash, you've got a branding hobby, not a business strategy. This is where you use CRM tracking, UTM leaks, and even good old spreadsheets if you must. But tracking is the key. You want to know which content is hitting and what is missing the mark. You need to be able to answer questions like, what content leads to sales calls? Which emails get clicked and convert? Which posts most move people into your funnel? Because when you know what's working, you can double down. When you don't, you're just throwing digital spaghetti and hoping it sticks. Hopefully you can see this framework doesn't just make content easier, it makes it profitable. And it's how you go from being active online to actually generating business from your content. Now, if you're still wondering, Buzz, does this really work? Let me show you three real businesses that used a version of the Content Accelerator framework to turn their content into cash. We're talking measurable ROI here, okay? So let me start with Gravy Solutions, who saw revenue from LinkedIn posts. Yep, you heard right, LinkedIn, and it was in the millions. Gravy's co-founder, Casey Graham, didn't wait for algorithms or ad budgets. He built his company's pipeline by showing up daily on LinkedIn with one rule. Every post had to lead to conversion, not just applause. He had a three-point content strategy that talked about client wins, shared leadership lessons, and was brutally transparent. The result, over $4 million in ARR tied directly to content-driven conversations. No fluff. No clickbait, just highly relevant posts that got ideal clients DMing him for a discovery call. Why did it work? Well, because every post was part of a funnel. No one ever wondered what to do next. The second case study is Lavender, who used YouTube to feed their sales funnel that produced product sales. Aileen Shu isn't your typical B2B example, but she nailed all three stages of her funnel. At the top of the funnel, she produced weekly videos solving small, specific problems related to her product. At the middle of the funnel, email nurturing and upsells. And at the bottom of the funnel, paid productivity tools and courses. Her content isn't random. It's a system. One video leads to a freebie, the freebie leads to a product, and the product leads to reoccurring revenue. And this is why it works so well. Each piece of the content moves viewers one step closer to buying. Very straightforward, simple, and consistent. Are you starting to see how your content could be structured in a similar way? Well, if you aren't convinced yet, maybe this last case study, Gong.io, will push you into action. See, Gong flipped B2B content on its head by using their own product data as content. Their secret sauce? Sharing findings from actual sales calls across thousands of companies. breaking down exactly what top performers do differently and including their clear CTAs for sales and RevOps leaders. It's not top tips fluff. It's tactical gold with real numbers. Their email newsletter and LinkedIn strategy became lead magnets in disguise because they positioned themselves as the source of revenue intelligence, not just software. Every piece of content reinforced why you should buy from them. So whether you're building a service business, a SaaS company, or just trying to get out of content chaos, these companies prove that when you connect content to a clear journey, the ROI follows. And guess what? None of them relied on volume. They relied on strategy. All right. We roasted bad content. We broke down what works. We've seen proof from companies raking in real revenue. Now it's your turn. So let's talk about how you can do what you can do this week to start building a content engine that prints revenue, not just likes. The first step is to audit your last 10 pieces of content, whether it be blog posts, social posts, emails, whatever you've put out recently, and ask yourself, did you speak to a real pain or aspiration? Was there a clear next step? Could someone connect this to the problem you solve? If your answer is no, more than yes, congrats. You just found the gap that's holding your content back from converting. Step two is to choose one revenue goal to drive. Not three, not five, one. What's the most profitable action someone can take after consuming your content? Is it to schedule a strategy session, sign up for a workshop, or maybe download a lead magnet that filters qualified leads? It's imperative to anchor your content to that outcome. Every piece becomes a breadcrumb leading to the big win. With your revenue goal in mind, you can move to step three and build one piece of pillar content. Take one idea, go deep, then repurpose it into three social media posts, one email, a video, and one lead-in for sales conversations. The crazy thing about this system is that you'll look like you're everywhere without creating 10 things from scratch. That's how you create content momentum instead of content burnout. Now, here's the mindset shift I want you to make sure you do before you leave this episode. You are not creating content to look smart. You're creating content to create movement. Movement towards the next decision, towards trusting you, towards buying from you. When your content becomes a map, not a message, that's when the magic happens.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
Consistency beats creativity. If what you're being consistent with actually builds momentum, don't get stuck in the content hamster wheel. Build a machine that moves people and moves revenue. So now that you've got the playbook, the next question is, will you actually use your content to drive revenue? If you're still not sure where your content fits into your buyer's journey, if your posts are floating out there without pulling in qualified leads, then it's time to plug your business into the Content Accelerator Framework with my help by scheduling your free future-proof strategy session today. I'll help you map your current content to revenue outcomes and show you where the gaps and opportunities really are. Just head to buzzworthy.marketing/podcast or click the link in the show notes. This is the moment where your content stops being a chore and starts becoming your sales engine. So until next time, I'm Buzz, reminding you that being boring is a choice. So stay buzzworthy.